Herman Servitz, you can't you hear my heartbeat? And can I not say words? Here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And we have a guest with us this morning. We have none other than David Thomasy. And before we get to why he's here today, something I have to say about David. We probably would not have survived Hurricane Michael in anywhere near the shape we did had it not been from what appeared to be 24-hour-a-day efforts from this man. He was working in the background all the time. I know where his cot was, never saw him in it, so I don't think he slept a whole lot. And this is a guy that's out at EOC 24 hours a day for several weeks, and he had a broken house. I mean, he had house damage, and he just stayed there and worked. And he knows everybody, knows where all the keys were, knows where all the supplies were, know where all the switches were. He really played a huge role in the college, and especially from my perspective, they're keeping a radio station running, which was my main effort there up there. But there's so much else was going on with the search and rescue program, supplies, logistics, everything else, including a almost totally destroyed campus. And we were a few mile an hour wind short of having a large bulldozer take this place out. And yet these guys got us back up and running in, I would say, record time. So anyway, David, thank you for your efforts on that. That was you and the cadre you were running around with out there certainly went, I'm thinking specifically of Jim, your bunkmate in the Xerox room.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you guys for that effort, because it really was above and beyond the call of duty. People don't realize how much had to go on, how fast out there.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. You know, at the time, I don't think we really thought about it that way. It was just things needed to get done, and Jim and I and the other crew that was there, folks from IT, mm-hmm. Chuck Palmieri, mm-hmm. and a couple of those guys, you know, there was just work that needed to be done, and it was the way that we could help the community. You know, we weren't out necessarily in the field. We were there trying to help keep the EOC running, and as long as there was work to be done and we still had breath in us, we were going to give it a shot.
and you guys certainly did, because everything, as we were talking off air before in the last break, everything was, we were completely cut off from the world for a while there. And you guys managed to take a building that was designed in a dire emergency situation to house about 100 people. And we were up around 400 people for a while there until the tent city got built. It was sleeping in the hallway, sleeping in the classrooms, sleeping in shifts, because there were people working all the time. And you were also, through logistics and keeping you know, people fed and that kind of thing, you were allowing the search and rescue teams to go out. We had quite a few drone teams out from the college, out looking for people who needed help and had no way of being found. So you guys did a great job. Anyway, let's move on to why you're here today.
Yeah, so I, amongst the other things that I do here for the college, I was recently assigned to take over all of the criminal justice programs. Mm-hmm. Most of those reside up at the North Bay campus. Included in that are a couple of academies that we have, the Law Enforcement Academy, Corrections Academy, and both of those have a new class that's going to come up starting in January, mm-hmm. and we really just kind of wanted to get the word out to see if we had some interested folks in the community that like to get into that career and do something to help the area where they live.
Okay. What would people be doing after they've gone through this? What's your target finish on that?
So Law Enforcement Academy starts you off with, obviously, as a career in law enforcement. You complete the program. There's a state exam at the end of it, pass the state exam, and you're eligible to be employed by any agency here in the state of Florida. Correction works the same way. At the conclusion of the corrections program, there's a state exam for them as well. And successful completion of that exam certifies you here in the state, and you're able to work for any corrections facility here.
Basically one-stop shopping for a career in law enforcement is what that's looking like.
It is. You know, before I came to work for the college, I was in law enforcement full-time for about 10 years. And then even after I came to the college, I still enjoyed it so much that I now do it for free, mm-hmm. As a reserve deputy at the sheriff's office. And, you know, it was one of those things when I got into this career, I probably got into the career for the wrong reason. I got into it because I wanted to put bad people in jail. I, you know, grew up watching, you know, Lethal Weapon and all the cool cop movies. And I'm like, man, this has got to be awesome. And so I went to the police academy, and really I started learning in the academy that it's not about that stuff. It's really about working with your community and the partnerships that you're going to make. And so when I got done and I actually went to work for an agency and had an opportunity to work with some folks in the community and see the difference that you make, I knew that that was something I was going to be a part of forever.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have the opportunity to try and help other people that are interested in that get into that program. And that's what I want to do. I want to bring those people that are interested in working with their community and just, you know, making it a better place to live. I want to help get them top-notch training, make sure that they're ready, help them get to that process so they can get employed with agencies here and go out and change those things in their neighborhoods that they want to see changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. When we're going to take a little break here. Yeah. I can tell, and because when, Caleb's staring at me.
When we come back, we'll talk about how you and Gulf Coast State College are going to help students be able to do that.
And also who to get hold of, how to sign up, and yep. All that good fun.
All here on The Mix.